was just saying how it helped him to see Teddy today. How has that helped you? I know that you're one of the first guys in there to see him.
It feels good to see his face and see him smiling and to be able to look in his eyes and see that, you know, his mind is in the right place, you know, after such a, you know, dramatic, you know, injury, you know, to be in the building, to have, be in great spirit, you know, that's big. It was big for not only me, but other guys just to see him as well and be able to get that same sense.
You know, you've been in that same situation, too, you know, to be the star of the team, go down and have to come back. Did you give him any advice like that?
Yeah. I told him, you know, it's, first thing is to get your mindset, you know, set. You know, you can question why me or this, that, another. You still have the injury, you know, so just reloading and focusing on the things that you can accomplish going forth. You know, so I told him that was the biggest thing for me. And, you know, and really the first couple of weeks after surgery, taking advantage of doing all the exercises that they give you to do, you know, and that's going to be key for him.
Adrian, when you lose a quarterback like that, do you look at it more as put more of it on me? I can take more of a load? Is that how you approach it?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I always look at it as, you know, I got to carry my load. You know, I feel like Sean is going to do a great job for us, and I have confidence in him. And you know, he's shown what he's able to do, you know, in the past game. You know, so I feel like we'll still be able to be a balanced offense, and you know, we're just going to go from there.
You've been outspoken about winning the Super Bowl. Does this team still have that capability, even without Teddy?
Yeah, we still have the opportunity. You know, it's very unfortunate that you lose your starting quarterback, you know, but, you know, it takes a team to win a championship, you know. So, you know, guys have to step up, and, you know, we're still chasing the same thing.
What was it like seeing Teddy in the hospital the other day, going to visit him?
It was good to see him. You know, he was, the doc walked in, she was like, "Do you need any meds?" And he was like, "You know, all these guys just walked in. I'm good now." You know, so, you know, he's still able to have his sense of humor, and he was in good spirits, and just to be able to sit there and talk to him, and you know, just let him know we got your back, and we're here with you.
You've been through so many quarterbacks in your career for whatever reason. Does that, I guess, make it more difficult when there hasn't been that stability all the time for injuries or whatever the reason's been?
Does it make it more difficult?
Yeah.
What?
Just to win and just to do your job when you've had so many different quarterbacks.
Not really. You know, you go out there and, you know, that's why you go through the training camp and things like that. You know, unfortunately, this is a different type of situation because he got hurt. But, you know, you have to be able to, when a guy go down, you know, the next guy has to step in, and, you know, that doesn't change, you know, what you bring to the game and, you know, what you have to do, as an individual player and what, you know, with how you contribute to the offense, you know, so, I still have to do what I have to do.
What was your reaction when he went down? I mean, I saw you were huddled and you guys were praying, but just take us through what went through your mind when you saw it all and that sort of thing.
It was just kind of like this disbelief, you know, just seeing it happen. And, you know, Teddy is such a good person, you know, and to see the stuff that he has made from, you know, the first year to last year and being able to see how, you know, he just became a smarter player, stronger arm. You know, he was really going to be able to help us out a lot, you know. So initially it was just, this is a disgust because of the type of guy he is.
When you saw Jarrell Presley kind of do that 106-yard juke and jive, how was that?
That was nice, man. He was, he's a guy that has shown that he's shifty, and it did surprise me that he was able to break that line. I'm happy for him. CJ Ham had a great game as well, and a heck of a touchdown. He just mauled over some guy and going into the end zone. So the running back group did pretty good today.
He was saying he loves the video boards. You might like that too, huh? You know, they really need it.
Yeah. I think they caught my reaction to that play when he got in the end zone on one yard line, and it was pretty spectacular.
All right, guys.